is Jonathan Fogel, and you are listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at the SIGGRAPH conference in Los Angeles. I'm with Preston Smith, who heads up the Emerging Technologies venue here.
Hello, welcome.
Let's talk about emerging technologies.
So this is all about truly the emerging technology of our current state in computer graphics and interactive techniques. So this has everything from displays to haptic interaction to augmented reality, 3D, anything that might be dealing with computer graphics and interactive techniques for computers.
And the work ranges from student projects all the way up to corporate projects?
That's correct. We have a lot of universities that are usually in their submissions here. But then we have the actual corporate. Like this year we have Sony, we have Sharp, and we have Walt Disney. We have a submission this year from Sony Corporation that is a 360-degree rotoscopic display that allows you to see all angles from this particular display. And this year the big advancement is the interactivity that it allows.
I should describe for our listeners that you walk into a large exhibition area and it's dark and there are little points of light poking up around with different projects. And the first thing you see this year are bicycles in which the spokes are lighting up different messages, right?
That's correct. That's actually a part of a joint effort between the studio in emerging technology and the art gallery. We're all in the same room, which is on the concourse hall, and all three of us are different venues, but we're all in the same area. The signage from the bicycles is actually from the studio, and that is something that actually has been shown before in emerging technologies and is now actually in utilization in the real world.
Can you talk about what the studio is?
So the studio is the area where people can actually firsthand get to participate and actually utilize some of the technology that has came out in the past. So, for example, a lot of it's for new printer technology that's out. They actually get to go and print something out themselves in this area. It's a lot of the actually being able to hands-on play with something that has been produced and is in production, but not everybody's going to have the chance to utilize it. That's what the studio offers them.
What is the process in which people submit work for emerging technologies?
So we put out a call for participation the previous year. It's in the fall time, and I don't remember the exact date. This year has been a blur, but I believe it's around the November time, and that's when people start submitting for this, and they actually have a lot of information that they have to fill out online. They have to complete their full submission. Once we get all the submissions completed, then we have an end date where they have to have it all in by, and once that closes, then it actually goes to a jury process. We're using a general submission jury process that we've incorporated this last few years, and that is where people will actually review probably around 20 to 30 of the submissions on their own, and they will take those then and become a part of a larger jury, and they will select the submissions from that. So it is always through a jury process that our exhibits are here.
Let's talk about some of the different projects on display, and what are your favorite?
It's really hard to pick my favorites this year. I do have to say that I'm very, very excited about Walt Disney Studios being here. They have two submissions. One of them is the Zoetrope, where they actually have an interactive Zoetrope. The old technology where you have the slats that you look through and you can see the image of the horse running, and it actually becomes the first animation, actually. They're utilizing that type of technology to actually have a interactive ping pong ball face that you interact with through your voice. So your voice is going to actually give different volumes, and the actual little image that you're seeing will have different motions of his mouth through this interactivity because of sound and the use of a zoetrope. The other one that we have from Disney is, and I apologize, I don't remember the full name on this, but it is a eyeball that is used for animatronics. But this has a really unique mechanical side to it in that its speeds and movements are very different from anything they've had in the past. And it has the ability to have a camera inside, so they're actually seeing through this eye for the first time, to where it actually could be implemented, a true medical implementation of in a person to be able to see out.
You're not the typical SIGGRAPH member, are you?
No, I'm definitely not. I did start up as just a student volunteer and got interested in it through my college, And over the years, I have always been in emerging technologies just by luck and by being invited. Of course, this is a volunteer position. And so it's been a total of 15 years that I've actually been in emerging technologies. And that has been my closest affiliation is just through SIGGRAPH with the computer graphics industry. However, thank goodness this year I actually started up a position that is going to be directly related to the graphics community in that I'm working for a MRI facility where we do, it's the Laureate Institute for Brain Research, where we do functional MRI, and therefore we're doing brain imaging. So for the first time, I actually am getting to deal with graphics.
One of the reasons I like emerging technologies so much is you will play with something, and then 3 years later, lo and behold, it's on the store shelves, and you get this sense of where the future is going.
Absolutely. That has definitely been a history of emerging technologies, in that most of the time, these items could have like a 3 to 5 years before they're in production. Now, granted, there is also a side of emerging technologies that nobody knows where it's going to be utilized or what for, but having a venue to actually show these things is very important because there is going to be someone coming along who will know what to do with these particular presentations and how to implement them into something that could become our everyday use.
Several years ago, Microsoft unveiled a brand new technology, and it was called Surface. And the first time it appeared was here at Emerging Technologies, right?
I do believe that's correct with the Surface showing here. And ever since it was first shown here, it has actually reappeared every year very consistently. I mean, it became a good part of the industry, it seemed like, that it was well embraced. There's been multiple things that I've seen here briefly. The one that I remember the most is definitely Dance Dance Revolution. I know that we're all familiar with that, but it actually, for the first time, appeared in SIGGRAPH many years ago.
So that brings up another point with people like Apple who have cloak and dagger security to rival every intelligence agency in the country, if not the world. Why are corporations willing to show off new technologies here in the public?
I want to say it's because we've shown to the industry that we have an important venue and an important place, and most companies will come to a point to where they realize we need to get this out quicker and sooner to a larger group of people or to a specific group of people, and they're willing to show it here, thank goodness.
Not every presentation at Emerging Technologies is hardcore metal and silicon, right?
That's correct. We do have a side of it that is definitely unique, and that has actually been probably one of the draws for a lot of people year after year. This year we have one that sticks out in my mind the most, in that we're actually for the first time utilizing some scent. So the sense of smell is actually utilized. Our interactive techniques approaches all of our senses, but we don't usually have it fully represented. This year, the fact that we have the sense of smell in MetaCookie, which is actually one that they've utilized augmented reality with a burned image on a vanilla cookie, and you actually look through the virtual reality goggles, and you're going to see different types of cookies as well as experience the smell of these different cookies. So you can go through a strawberry or a chocolate or an almond. And then it's supposed to be that as you bring the cookie up to your mouth, because this smell is being released with this visualization of a chocolate cookie, you are going to taste chocolate. So it's definitely something you have to experience for yourself.
So did you have a favorite flavor?
The lemon was actually very, very strong, so I was surprised on that one.
There are always presentations that you stick your hand into and you squish something, or it feels like you squish something, or you manipulated something. So let's talk about a couple of those.
Okay, so this year we do have one where you're actually, they have gloves for you, so we're not squishing something directly, but you put the gloves on and they have a device that has vacuum hoses, and it actually is going to give you a haptic feedback in this starch-based liquid. So it's just a simple liquid that has this starch in it, but when the vacuum pulls the water away from this starch, it becomes more of a solid resistance, so you actually feel like there is something there when before it just would have been a liquid motion that you're moving through.
One of the presentations that folks were gathered around, kind of like moths, was the Sony 3D presentation.
Yeah, Sony has a 360 display that you actually are able to walk 360 degrees around it and see it from all angles. But this year, it's actually an advancement. We've seen that in the past. This is an advancement in that you're actually able to interact with the object that they're displaying. You can either do a rotation of it just from a hand gesture, or they have another one where they actually are set up to play 3D Pong in a 3D space. It actually looks very, very difficult. I haven't even attempted it.
And those are running off wireframe models.
That's correct. It's still a little rudimentary in its display at this stage of the technology, but it's definitely showing that they're making advancements.
One thing that's important to a lot of the SIGGRAPH community is that venues like Emerging Technologies or the studio or the art exhibit, they allow a balance to what's become a very animation and computer graphics and 3D-driven organization, right?
That's correct. There's definitely a need in the community to have both a creative outlet and be able to experience the technical side of things. We don't just want to see the pretty graphics, although I will say that is definitely the love at the heart of a lot of this, but it is not the only part of it. So we're there to fill in the rest of the full picture.
Well, this is a conference on interactivity, and you need a place where you actually interact, and a lot of the conference is you're witnessing finished interactive product.
Yeah, this is a lot of times in the past, the Emerging Technologies is always called the location for the play portion of our actual interaction with the graphics.
Preston, where can our listeners find out more information about SIGGRAPH's Emerging Technologies?
We have our website for the SIGGRAPH 2010 that has a link for the Emerging Technologies site. We have all the information of all of our contributors that are out there for this year. There's also going to be links to information for submitting for next year. The actual submission forms won't be out until fall, and that site will be up. It should be in October.
I want to thank Preston Smith, the Chair of Emerging Technologies at SIGGRAPH. It's been a pleasure to talk with you and to see the new technologies on display.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you were able to enjoy it, and I do appreciate your time.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fogel.
You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio, available on the web at www.maceditionradio.com. The contents are copyright 2010 and may not be used without written permission.